Hello, this is my Lenten diary for April the 13th, 2022. Today is Wednesday in Holy Week. Our reflection today is drawn from Luke chapter 23, verses 26 through 56. As we are nearing the end of our reading through the Gospel of Luke, we're actually a couple of days ahead of the events of Holy Week. Today's passage centers upon Luke's account of Jesus' crucifixion and death. We will encounter this story again liturgically on Good Friday. Over the last couple of weeks, I have seen several versions of this same meme in various places in social media. The gist of the meme goes like this. I'm reading a book in which the main character dies a tragic death, but 3 days later, he comes back to life, so it's all good. I have to say, I have found all of those memes with that kind of narrative trajectory to be particularly offensive. Not that I don't believe in the power of the resurrection, the life-changing, world-altering, death-obliterating power of God that was manifest in Jesus on that first Easter day. I'm not denying that. But to be honest, those memes have struck me as a bit too glib, a bit too much in terms of simply not wanting to linger at the foot of the cross. Oh, and I understand why we don't want to stay on Golgotha for very long, why we don't want to watch the agony and the horror and the shame. I understand our revulsion at those images, because we are having revolting images piped into our social media feeds and via our various news feeds 24/7. We are all too aware of what it means to look at mangled human bodies. We've seen a lifetime full of killing. We know how cruel human beings can be to other human beings. And so we search for the happy ending. We search for the light and the joy in the midst of the sorrow and the pain. But I believe Holy Week is actually the church's gift to us to not move too quickly to our imagined version of the resurrection. Before we can get to the tomb at daybreak on Easter, we have to sit through the darkness and the gloom of Good Friday. We have to put ourselves in that place with Jesus' followers. Roman crucifixion was not primarily meant as a way of quickly dispatching political and other sorts of criminals. There were quicker ways to execute people. No, crucifixion was simultaneously a means of death and a means of torture and a means of inflicting upon the general population the sort of terror that would keep them in line. You come up against the empire, you dare to question us, you dare to impugn us, you dare to call us out, go ahead. We'll put you up on a cross. where you will beg for mercy. The cross, and Jesus and these two criminals in today's reading, they were just ones of thousands. The Romans tortured and executed people on crosses by the thousands. It was all political theater. It was all a way to inflict terror. The people strung up on these crosses, stripped of their clothes, exposed to the elements, died a slow and agonizing death by asphyxiation. The fact that Jesus died as quickly as he did was in some ways unheard of. Most of the time, the victims on the cross suffered for days on end. And so here is Jesus strung up between heaven and earth, going to meet the God who he has served, going to a death that he had seen coming. In the midst of his agony and pain, Jesus is still proclaiming the gospel. How? In the midst of all of the cacophony of sounds that are going on around him as he struggles for breath, he hears the conversation between the two criminals on either side of him. One joining in with the crowd, "If you're the Son of God, save yourself and us." And the other chastising the first criminal by saying, "Take a look at yourself. We deserve what we're getting. This man has done nothing to deserve this." And then, in a plea, the second thief, the second criminal, offers a prayer. "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And moments before he dies, Jesus says to the repentant criminal, "This day you will be with me in paradise." No. The story of Good Friday does not need to be subsumed under some happy, clappy, "It's all going to be okay, Jesus is rising from the dead, so his death doesn't mean anything." No. His death means everything. The absence and void that we hear in Jesus' cry of dereliction, which is recorded in Mark's gospel, my God, why have you forsaken me?" The agony that we witness, the suffering, the shame. Those are things that we need to attend to. Because in Jesus' suffering and death, we see mirrored the suffering and death of innocent people all around us. And in Jesus' death, we see the depths to which God's love will go to bring each and every one of us into paradise. God's love, embodied in Jesus, could not be thwarted, not even by a cross, not even by the empire. God's love, in the midst of the emptiness of death, God's love fulfills all in all. My prayer today is that as we sit and ponder this event, as we sit at the foot of the cross, my prayer is that we will make the prayer of the repentant thief our mantra for these next few days. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Let us pray. Lord God, whose blessed Son, our Savior, gave his body to be whipped and his face to be spit upon, give us grace to accept joyfully the sufferings of the present time, confident of the glory that shall be revealed. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.